And with that, the buttons are pushed. Welcome to the daily edition of the Palm Village Word, the shorter version of the two you hear on KRDU here every week. Joining me at the offices of Palm Village at Home in Fresno, Chuck Buller, Vice President of Advancement. How's the advancement going?
We have advanced another year. We're now 2013, and we start all over in fundraising and living legacy gifts for Palm Village.
There you go. Jim Duick, Director of Marketing. You made the trek up from Reedley to Fresno, and you're with us today as well.
I am. Good to be here.
The question we're going to explore in the next 2 or 3 minutes is, what's next? Boy, there's an easy answer question, right?
It's a hard question, but relevant, because seniors more than ever are asking the question of what's next, with now almost a third of a person's life yet to be lived when they hit retirement era.
Mm-hmm.
More than ever, people aren't just looking back, but looking forward to say, how are we best going to pay for, live, survive, whatever their perspective is, the next 25 to 30 years?
Yeah, some say, I just changed doctors. You know, I was with an HMO, now I've gone with something else, and how do I go about this? What's next? What do I do?
I can speak from personal experience. My insurance company, the doctor I've had for 12 years, our primary care physician, the insurance company decided they weren't going to hook up with that organization anymore, and that caused all kinds of complications.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Things are changing.
Mm. Yeah, they are. And a lot of changes. And everybody focuses on healthcare changes, and there are a lot of healthcare changes. But there always have been a lot of healthcare changes. It was only 50 years ago that Medicare was, created and funded. We've been on this Earth's, surface a lot longer than 50 years.
Mm. So, of course, that's the good news. If there's a lot to consider, that means that's because we are living longer. Back in the day, we didn't live this long.
That's right.
No, and we know that men are living 15 years longer and women about 12 years longer. With statistics, you can really kind of tweak that however you want, but we kind of believe that was since Medicare was started, which was in the 50s, we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Men are living longer, significantly longer, and so are women. And so people aren't necessarily just dying in their homes like most people expect. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to die in my home. Well, that doesn't happen as often as you might think.
There's lots of questions involved, and one thing I've appreciated since the program has been here on KRDU, but especially since in the last 6 months, since you brought me into the process of kind of moderating the conversations, that being you deal with a lot of the answers here on the program, not only the short version here, but also the weekly 15-minute version, and because primarily Palm Village is a ministry, first and foremost, I appreciate the heart of that, Chuck, you folks are there. Even if you never become a client of Palm Village, you are available there to answer questions for folks who have the questions, aren't you?
In Fresno, the number is 221-2581.
And in Reedley, it's 638-6933.
Or online
at palmvillage.com.
And you can fire those questions at Jim Duick, Director of Marketing, or Vice President of Advancement, Chuck Buller. And they'll always be happy to answer your questions and go through that jungle, that maze of what's next.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, listener, for joining us for the Palm Village Word.